This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, back again. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. This past weekend, I finally took the M1A out and ran it. My friend JT ran it a couple of times as well. I like it. And the thing is, it's in stock right now at Reactive Gunworks. Go check them out. Since the state of Illinois passed their last in the nation concealed carry permit law, a flood of Black American applicants have found themselves denied, even though they're qualified to receive the permits according to the prerequisites of the law. And mind you, this is not, here in South Carolina, you take a class, you pay for that, you might already own a gun, you might have to buy a gun. Then you take another, you qualify, you send in $50. All told, the class, you might pay $125, $150. Not so in Illinois. After hundreds of such residents have taken the firearms training course, which costs hundreds of dollars, paid an array of fees, which costs hundreds of dollars, and submitted fingerprints for a background check that were then ultimately passed, lots of Black American applicants have been receiving notices earlier this year. The Special Review Board has denied their applications for concealed carry licenses. One such example, Michael Thomas, was puzzled that as a former Air Force reservist who routinely carried a gun during military service, has never had a run-in with the law, was turned down, even though the law does not afford to the police the discretion to deny permits to those who meet the prerequisites and who are not legally prohibited. Thomas is just one of more than 800 people who've been denied licenses by the board. This board meets behind closed doors and keeps its records and reasoning secret. Even when the applicants meet all the criteria, the board says they have no obligation to explain themselves, even when it seems clear the only disqualifying factor is the color of the applicant's skin. Thomas wrote to the Illinois State Police requesting a review of the decision, assuming it must have been a mistake. He explained in his letter, "I have never been arrested or convicted of any offense, either misdemeanor or felony, in the state of Illinois or any other state. I have no criminal record of any type." The state police sent him a letter back saying the board's decisions couldn't be reviewed. Thomas, they explained, would have to petition a court in order to appeal. So he did that. See, here's the thing about this. This is where most of the authorities hope you quit. When they tell you, well, you're going to have to go to court. We're going to do something so blatantly illegal and you know, unscrupled and all this other stuff that you're going to have to go to court. Go ahead, sue us. I dare you. And then when they do, they're like, well, wait a minute. Thomas joined 193 other Illinois residents, many of whom happen to be Black Americans, in filing lawsuits against state police. Interestingly, few Caucasians who have applied for the permit in Illinois have found themselves denied, even though their records were a bit tarnished. It's not that interesting to me. I know exactly what's going on here. And some of them have had spottier records than Thomas's squeaky clean background. Officials still won't say why his application was denied. They won't say who denied it either. But the lawsuit hopes to shed some light on this apparently racist review board. Some of those who joined the suit are alleging that the state of Illinois only wants to arm Caucasians, but when people of other ethnic backgrounds apply for permits, they often find themselves inexplicably denied. Thomas's clean record seems to be corroborated by a search of Cook County court records where he lives. That database showed up no charges. This is racism. Gun control is racism. It has always been racism. Although it's expanded to, now it just, it's a class thing, it's a caste thing. We're the leaders, we're the anointed elites, and you guys are the normals. And the normals don't need no guns because you make us feel nervous when you have guns. And we don't want to feel nervous, just let us pat your fuzzy little heads and everybody will be happy. And they're blatant about it in Chicago. An Air Force spokesman further reported to the local Tribune that Thomas received an honorable discharge in 2012. They added that his military record contains no unfavorable information. Lawyers involved in the cases say there are law-abiding citizens in the state of Illinois who are fully eligible to carry, and they are denied the right and not given any notice as to why. If this were... See, here's my problem. If these were liberals, they would already be throwing the racist thing out there. This is racist. This is plain. This is true racism. Not what you normally see. Not what what happened in with Zimmerman, that wasn't racism. What happened with Michael Brown, that wasn't racism. This is racism. This is racism against black lives. Do black lives matter? David Thompson is a Washington, D.C. attorney hired to file companion lawsuits in the Illinois State Court and U.S. District Court. He said, we want a process established that gives people notice of what evidence the state used to make the determination and an opportunity to rebut by putting in their own evidence. This is on some level, and I don't know which one it would be. I would have to think it's, is it six? The Sixth Amendment? Which one is the right to a speedy trial? To a trial in front of your peers. They're not getting that. They're just getting a review. And then they're getting turned down. I wonder if they have to have their picture made. I would love to know if they have to put a picture out there. Well, they probably do because you have to have your picture taken in order to get your permit now, don't you? Maybe it's like in South Carolina where you have to send in a copy of your driver's license picture and they're just basing it on pictures. Black can't do it. Federal law prohibits convicted felons and convicted domestic abusers from obtaining firearms. Illinois goes even further with their requirements for obtaining a concealed carry permit. So why are Caucasians being given licenses while Americans that are black or other color besides white, they're being turned away? Racism. This is the liberal hormone. You know, listen, black America. You know, I'm not kidding you on this one, okay? Liberals look at you as something to rent. They look at you as patsies. They look at you as people easily fooled. These people in Illinois that are trying to get a concealed carry license, who are going to stand up against these people, these elites, and some of them are black too, and they probably carry a gun because they're in an elite position. Or so they think. They think they're in an elite position. They're on some little review board. These people are your role models here. These people won't take no for an answer. They're being served an injustice, and they are coming after them. And they're going to eviscerate them if it gets into court. That would be my hope. Just tear their guts clean out. Tear the guts clean out. That's what I want to see. I'm not wondering. I know exactly what's going on here. Too many people. I mean, Bloomberg is the one that got out there and did it. The king of gun grabbers is the one that got out there and did it. He's the one that said young black men shouldn't have guns. He said it. They're doing it. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that thawed out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. I had one of their wares out running it Saturday. Actually, two of them, because they also carry Agency Arms pistols now. And my gosh, what a fun time it was. The fact checkers, I talked about them last week in the shortened week. Huffington Post, it was getting out there saying that Trump was distorting the view of Hillary Clinton on guns. As Hillary tries to backtrack to where she can come into the general population and make out like, you know, I know the Second Amendment is important, but obviously we need to do something. May 7th, this month, at a campaign rally in Linden, Washington, Trump said Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment. She wants to abolish it. She wants to take your guns away. She wants to abolish the Second Amendment. He is correct. However, since the days of that statement, the Annenberg Foundation's factcheck.org and PolitiFact have bent way over backwards to defend Clinton from his legitimate description of her positions. I mean, like yoga position contortion. Their attempts to take Clinton's record to suit their agenda is so shameless that one hopes the efforts prompt Columbia University to create a special Pulitzer Prize for cognitive dissonance. Now, in order to claim that Trump is wrong, both Fact Check and PolitiFact take a handful of statements Clinton and her campaign have made at face value. In other words, they're coming out and saying Hillary doesn't want to abolish the Second Amendment. And everybody's going, oh, okay, okie doke. Like, you know. It reminded me, whenever I hear this, I think of when Christopher Lloyd played played that Korg. He played Korg, the Klingon commander. Right after he played, I think he had been Doc in... you know, he'd already been Doc in Back to the Future, and he'd been Reverend Jim before. And his, you know, you won't give me the genesis of device? Okie doke. I'm thinking that they're going okie doke because these people are saying, well, no, that's not what she really means. You're taking it out of context. No, I'm listening to her. They want to take what her staff says at face value, and they want to completely act like Chelsea Clinton never opened her face. September 2014, at a fundraiser held in New York City, home of John Zaccaro, she made her views on the Second Amendment abundantly clear. An audio recording of the private event captured the candidate stating, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I'm going to make that case every chance I get. Then April 21st, while campaigning for her mom in Maryland, Chelsea Clinton reiterated her mother's opposition to the Supreme Court's individual rights interpretation of the Second Amendment. She told the crowd, it matters to me that my mom recognizes the role of the Supreme Court has when it comes to gun control. With Justice Scalia on the bench, one of the few areas where the court actually had an inconsistent record relates to gun control. Sometimes the court upheld local and state gun control measures of being compliant with the Second Amendment, and sometimes the court struck them down. The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I'm going to make that case every chance I get. She's referring to Helen McDonald. That's what she's talking about. And the case is made clear that a jurisdiction may not enact a formal ban on handguns or a ban on possessing functional firearms for self-defense in the home. And Scalia wrote the majority opinion in Heller. Clinton has not, to our knowledge, sought to initiate the Article 5 constitutional amendment process to remove the Second Amendment from the Constitution. But these statements did make it very clear to anybody that speaks English and understands what words mean that she wants to abolish the Second Amendment as it has been interpreted by the Supreme Court and is understood by the vast majority of Americans as protecting an individual right to keep and bear arms. Now, for most Americans, the Second Amendment is synonymous with protection of the individual right, and thus an effort to eliminate the latter is rightfully thought of as an attempt at abolishing the former. And this link in the minds of the vast majority of Americans, to illustrate it, a USA Today Gallup poll from February 2008 found that 73% of respondents understood the Second Amendment to protect the rights of Americans to own guns rather than members of state militias such as National Guard units. In 2009, a similar CNN poll found that 77% of Americans endorsed the individual right interpretation of the Second Amendment. Further, There is a vast discrepancy between Clinton's privately shared beliefs and the public opinion data. And that's all the more reason to discount her more carefully prepared public statements on the topic as political pandering. It is fair for us to assume that Clinton and her campaign staff understand the public's position on this matter and have crafted their official statements accordingly, trying to walk them back. They're trying to walk them back now. And the fact check, remarkably, the factcheck.org piece attempts to make a case against Trump's statement by contending that Clinton's views on the Second Amendment are in line with those of Justice Stephen Breyer in Heller. Justice Breyer signed onto Justice John Paul Stevens' dissent that rejected the correct individual rights interpretation of the Second Amendment for a sophisticated collective rights meaning, and wrote his own dissent rejecting the position that the Second Amendment protects the individual right to self-defense. Fact check may be correct in claiming that Clinton's view of the Second Amendment is similar to Breyer's, but this would be further evidence that Trump's statement is correct. She wants to abolish the Second Amendment as it is currently understood by the Supreme Court and most Americans who reject Breyer's position. Hillary Clinton wants to take your guns away. That's a good one. To reject this statement, fact checkers dismissed Clinton's recent comments supporting an Australian-style firearms confiscation scheme by contending that she misspoke or did not understand the nature of Australia's gun control measures. I would give Clinton, who's been versed in the gun control issue for well over two decades, more credit than that. In 1996, Australia embarked on an effort to confiscate semi-automatic and pump-action guns, and they pushed it through. Well, in New Hampshire, she talked about Australia and said this is something worth looking at. In her response, she exhibited a knowledge of the contours of the Australian confiscation scheme, stating, "It was a buyback program. The Australian government was part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons. Automatic weapons. Offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns, so I think that's worth considering." PolitiFact contends that her answer may endorse some sort of voluntary turn-in. Which would be, that would be monumental to watch that. That would be monumental to watch that. Clinton is, she opposed the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. She wanted to maintain the assault weapons ban. She's against guns. Plain and simple. No walking it back, staffers, spokesholes. There's no walking that back. Enjoy. Enjoy it. You're getting ready to come into the general population. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. And let's have a, you know, I've been asked about this in the chat room, so let's talk about this. I have been lucky enough to where one of the listeners of the show, J.T. Albrecht, is a SWAT officer here in my area. And he's been kind enough to take me out and help me get back in the groove, which I lost when they split my chest down the center like a melon. In the beginning, when I was going into, I was going to this one range called the Department of Natural Resources Range, which is very regulated. You're not moving. You got to stand behind something. You know, you're basically in a bay shooting, and you can't shoot fast. And shooting slow, I'm not a bullseye shooter. I've never been a bullseye shooter. When I used to shoot silhouettes, I still didn't consider myself a bullseye shooter. Everything that when I shoot is all geared towards being in a self-defense situation. So if you watch video of me shoot and you're sitting there thinking that Frady, one, is holding down the hammer too much and I'm showboating or something, that's because I understand a couple of things about handguns. One, they're weak. I understand that. One or two shots, I'm not going to sit there and go bang, bang and say, okay, let's see what happens to him now. I'm going to be shooting till he goes down. Okay? If that means five in the chest cavity or seven or whatever it means, that's what I'm going to do. And that's the way I train. Now, JT Albrecht here in town, the deputy with the Pickens County Sheriff's Department, he was kind enough to reach out to me and offer to take me out and get me back in the groove. And we shot last weekend and we shot the weekend before that. And this past weekend, we basically did one drill, which was a blast. It was me coming up. Now, if you watch the video, you see me going around a cone. That's actually supposed to be a wall. It's supposed to be a corner. That's why I have to back up to it and get around it. So I'm leaning out around the corner and pop a misguided youth after I'd shot another misguided youth in the face. And then I would have to walk around and engage two steel targets, which was great. 1-on-4. We did that over and over again. And I thoroughly enjoyed the drill. And I did take some time out, like JT's girlfriend, shoot her new gun. But then we came back and did that drill some more. So the video of that is not really that interesting. It's purely about mechanics, and it's about getting back into a sense of movement. And even there, I mean, if I look any good to you at all, I still need some refinement because I'm sort of hoppy in this. I'm sort of bouncy. And I need to get back to sort of rolling with my steps, which JT's going to help me with that too after we get back. But that was the first time I've taken out the Agency Arms Glock 19 and run it the way it's supposed to be run, beyond just bang, bang. It's, you know, it's a combat gun. The agency guns are not just pretty faces. These are guns that are designed to be used. People that buy these guns and stick them in the gun safe because they're just too nice to use, guys, you don't know what you're doing to yourselves. Pull it out of the gun safe. And I know one. I'm talking about you. Yes, I am, Mr. Jones. Pull that gun out and run it because it's a racehorse. And like all thoroughbreds, they want to run. And so, you know, I spent a lot of time. I made 3 videos with the Glock 17. That's because I really like the Glock 17. But the Glock 19 now has the biggest problem I have now is with the Glock 19 that this will be changing over to a knock at some time soon. And I'm not going to have this Glock 19 goodness because then this is going to become a very, very different kind of pistol when the knock upper gets here. And we'll see what it looks like when it gets here and we'll see how it shoots. But I am immensely, immensely impressed by the similarities between the two agency guns, despite the size. The feeling of both the guns, the trigger. Trigger's the same. The triggers are put in there by hand. They're not, you know, they're manufactured the same way and everything, but they're installed and everything by hand. And the fact that they got that trigger correct on the 19, the same way they got it on the 17, is amazing. Likewise, the function as far as the running of the gun, the slide and everything, the bouncing of the slide, which I love to do, is perfect. It is perfect. As a self-defense gun, JT has bolstered my confidence level. I think I can get out there, and I carry much more confidently now. Before, I was like, what am I going to do if I get into a gunfight? Now I know exactly what I'm going to do when I get into a gunfight. And that'll be cool. Now, the second gun I shot was the M1A SOCOM 16 CQB, which before I took it to the range, I had put a flashlight on it, and I had put an aim point on it, and I had a vertical foregrip on it. And I looked at it, and I thought it was a little too doodadded up, so I pulled all of that stuff off of it, and I just took it out to the range as it came to me with iron sights. And we went out there, and we set up, and we took off with it. And it does recoil heavier than a AR-15. It does recoil lighter than I thought it was going to, given its shortened size, because it's only a 16-inch barrel. This is something that I will train and shoot with more. Because I'm trying to figure out which optic I want to. I'd like to welcome back Lucid Optics back to the fold. They have joined the fold as a sponsor again. We're about to cut spots and everything for that. And I have an optic that I could put on there, but it's just too big. I have an excellent Lucid 1-6, but it's just too big. It won't work with this gun, so I'm going to have to figure out the optic on this gun. If I run an optic, as a CQB gun, steel sights, they seem to work okay. I mean, we backed up, and I think we shot at, we went about 60 yards away, which is as far away as we could get on that range without maybe going off into the wood line or something, and it seemed like it was hitting things fine for me. But I thoroughly enjoyed shooting that, and it's been a while. You know, I sit here, and I do this thing where I'm preparing the show, and I'm trying to do the logistics, and I'm doing the marketing and everything, and I talk so much about guns and the politics and everything else, that sometimes I just forget how much fun it is just to go out there and shoot them, to train with them, to hang out with somebody that thinks like you do, to hang out with somebody that has a tactical mindset, and that can teach me something I don't know already. I exited the tactical training arena as a professional 26 years ago. And to be able to pick that back up. And on the handgun, I don't think I'm doing too bad for a 55-year-old overweight guy. You know, as far as the trigger's concerned, I think I'm rocking it pretty good. I'm rocking it fairly accurately, proficiently. And with the rifle, I'm going to continue to do that. And the next thing coming up is going to be from agency. It's going to be the classified AR-15 rifle. And I think we may be suiting up and shooting that. And when I say suiting up, I think we might do some dress rehearsals of some stuff, which I haven't trained in that particular type of setup ever. And I haven't trained with that particular type of tactics since in 26 years. So that's coming up. I had a great, you know, shoot sometimes just because you need it. It's good mental hygiene. We'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out without a doubt. Now, this is a wish of mine, okay? In this electoral process we have going on, I'm getting real damn tired of being told by has-beens what I need to think. Not too long ago, back in March, Mitt Romney devoted an entire speech to attacking Donald Trump in an effort to steer conservatives away from this guy. Mitt Romney is part of the reason that Trump exists. Okay? Now, both Trump and Romney are successful businessmen. That is without a doubt. But Romney is out there trying to steer conservatives. That guy's never been a conservative. He's out there trying to be the conscience of the conservatives. Huh? Really? Since then, he's continued to hammer the real estate mogul on one issue after another, including his tax returns. And he said earlier this week that Trump's refusal to release them was disqualifying him. There's only one logical explanation for Mr. Trump's refusal to release his returns. There's a bombshell in them, he wrote in a Facebook post. Given Mr. Trump's equanimity with other flaws in his history, we can only assume it's a bombshell of unusual size. Now, let's please remember that Romney did not release his tax returns until Harry Reid got out of there and said he probably hasn't paid taxes in 10 years. That's the way it happened. That's the way it happened. I'm tired. Do I think Trump was the best first choice? No. No, I don't. However, Trump's still standing. And whether Romney likes it, and whether Crystal likes it, and whether Kevin Williamson at National Review likes it, and, name anybody that's coming out beating on Trump, whether any of them like it or not, everything that Trump said could have been picked up by Cruz. It could have been picked up by Scott Walker. It could have been picked up by Rick Perry. It could have been picked up by a lot of guys. And we had 17 people running for the nomination. Any of those other 16 could have said anything he was saying. Said they all said, you know, when he would get out there, they would look at him and say, oh, how extreme, Donald Tusk. It worked. The campaign has worked. You know, Romney, after the first debate, was on a roll, and then he gave it up. He gave it up. What's her name? Monica Crowley, Candy Crowley, whatever her name is. She said something, and she completely stymied him. The guy cannot think on his feet. American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Slapp told Fox News, I don't know what's wrong with Mitt Romney. It's so strange. He, as a candidate, didn't release his taxes until Harry Reid took the floor. Now he's chastising Trump for not releasing his taxes. A lot of us voted for him, Romney. I voted for him. I held my nose. He wasn't a conservative, and now he thinks he's channeling conservatives and attacking Donald Trump over this. You know what I'd like Mitt Romney to do? Go home and be quiet or start focusing on Hillary Clinton. She's our political opponent. Now, the GOP is divided after a long and fractious primary. And they have to unify now. They have to unify. Paul Ryan, if he knows what's good for him, he will unify. Because Paul Ryan has been a major disappointment as the Speaker of the House. No matter what he may think, he funded a lot of things that I didn't want to see funded. And he did it by saying, well, you know, this is not the way we do things. Just when you've got it, look. When the building is on fire, you don't sit and have a committee about putting out the fire. You don't sit and debate whether you're going to maneuver those catch nets for the people to jump into, or, you know, nowadays if you jump it. Most of these buildings at a certain, I don't know what height those things are, just don't work, but there's, you know, buildings are tall nowadays, but you get what I'm saying. When we're in an emergency, you have to act with a sense of urgency. And Paul Ryan acts like we got all the time in the world. Bill Kristol thinks we've got all these guys seem to think that the country is not in distress, and it is in horrible distress. Crime is ticking up. The debt is going through the ceiling. Obamacare is not working. We are militarily, we are at the lowest level since prior to Pearl Harbor. In the meantime, Iran is developing a intercontinental vehicle, which will carry a ICBM, first chance it gets. Likewise, North Korea. Now the Russians are sitting around. They feel like they've been picked on, and they're pushing back. And we can't do anything. We can't do anything. We've allowed the military to become a petri dish of societal experimentation. And these guys, these politicians, want to sit around and sit there and say, well, you know that Donald Trump, he's just so abrasive. We need somebody to get at the helm of this ship and to turn it into the waves, because we're getting broken apart. The culture is on its ear. We're actually having discussions about whether or not, if you were born with the guy chromosome or the woman chromosome, if you decide you want to be a guy and you're a woman, well, you should be able to go to the men's room. Which I can't think of too many men that are going to be sitting around going, oh, a woman wants to look at me while I'm using the restroom? Okay. Normally I pay extra for that. The women, on the other hand, feel differently about this. And yet, this is a big thing. In college today, we're raising a nation of invalids. As soon as these kids graduate from college, with the microaggressions and the safe spaces and the use your words and, all this other stuff, they're not going to be able to function. They're not going to be able to apply for a job. Because jobs, so far, despite the best efforts of this government, are performance-based. As a matter of fact, the only non-performance-based job I can think of where you can make a lot of money is politician. There you don't have to produce anything. You can simply master rhetoric. You can simply master rhetoric. What you have with this pushback against Trump, this is a bunch of establishment people who think the nation could withstand Hillary Clinton, which means they could withstand probably four new Supreme Court justices that would change a whole lot of things for a long time. And all that leaves in place for us at a certain point is that we have to go to a civil war. We have to throw down the gauntlet. We have to get bloody. We have to go in and start killing people. Because they won't do the work. They won't admit they've made some mistakes. It's just business as usual for them, status quo. They got Bill Kristol, he's got a cush job doing what? What does he do? What does he do? He sits around, looks smug on TV, wears a suit, he talks about things. He might have been pertinent at some point, but I mean, he is not anymore. Bill Kristol isn't. Kevin Williamson isn't. If you can focus in on a personality and that's all you see, you got a problem. You need to widen that focus a little bit and sharpen it then. The country is in distress. We are floundering. We're taking on water and we're sailing in a circle. And, that part of it has to be addressed. And Mitt Romney needs to shut up. Mitt, we gave you the nomination. We voted for you. We gave you the nomination and then you fumbled the ball. You wilted under a CNN personality. And you wanted to lead the most powerful, what used to be the most powerful nation on this planet. And now you want to sit here and give us advice on who to elect. This guy is 3 or 4 million votes ahead of where you were this time in your production time during your election. So, no thanks, Mitch. Shut up. Go home. Your time has been here. You peaked at governor of Massachusetts. Or if you want to call the Republican nominee in a losing cause, you peaked there too. You and McCain and Bob Dole. Those are three examples of where we got out there and these guys stepped up and said, well, it's my turn to be the nominee for president for the Republican Party. And the Republican Party said, yes, 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 Bob, yes, John, yes, Mitt, you're exactly right. You've been in these races so many times, it's like a perennial, it's an annual thing for us, and we agree with you, it's your turn. So go out there and do the best you can, and then when they lose, everybody's like, well, no big deal. More talking material for the talking heads on talk radio. We will do it again tomorrow in 21 hours. Between now and then, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.